Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser, Paul Kuharsky of PaulKuharsky.com with us for the remainder of the show. Titans fire Mike Vrabel yesterday, and to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Diana Russini from The Athletic. Diana, good morning. How are you?
Well, I know it's a big day in Nashville. Paul Kuharsky's joining the show here for one of my appearances. So, you know, something gigantic happened. Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
It's the New Jersey Power Hour.
There we go.
That's right.
Nice.
Nobody wants to hear that, trust me. But hopefully we'll be able to share some good insight here on what's been going on the last 72, 48, 24 hours here surrounding the Titans as I'm looking at it from really just the national perspective and having conversations all around the league in response to how this all went down and why it did. So looking forward to sharing some of that with you guys.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you taking time to be with us. So let's just start there. Your reaction, first off, Diana, to the news that Vrabel was fired, and as you kind of look at the situation that transpired this season with the Titans, how do you think this all went down?
I was really surprised that in the end that was the final decision. Obviously, there was so much smoke, and I had conversations leading up into the actual firing over the last, I'd say, probably 4 or 5 days. That, you know, a lot of signs pointing to this being over, but I think the finality of it still stunned me. So even though my head knew it was over, just based on those conversations and a lot of the tone I was getting from talking to different people in the building. I think I was also mixing a lot of the thought from outside the building with it, which no one thought that he would get fired. Obviously, this is such a busy time around the league, and you're having a lot of conversations with different GMs and owners and agents who are all trying to get set and figure out their coaching staff. And the idea that Mike Vrabel wouldn't be there didn't really register on a lot of the radars for people that are looking for a coach. So I actually had a few head coaches and even one GM reach out before the news broke when it was starting to get, it seemed like something weird was happening. Hey, whatever you do, find out what Vrabel wants to do next. Keep him out of my division. You know, a lot of just tone that way from outside of Tennessee of no one wanted him to leave because no one wants to deal with him. And I also even had another coaching candidate who said, well, there goes my shot. I think he was kind of joking, but at the same time, I do think that there is some concern for those that are up for jobs that Vrabel now just stepped and got the inside lane and the inside track on some of these opportunities, and we'll see how that flushes out. But I think just big picture, you know, I spoke with high-ranking sources guys 6-7 weeks ago, and there wasn't even a blip, a hesitation, a pause about their feelings about the future of the Tennessee Titans. It had Mike Vrabel's name written all over it. They understood his football intellect, his ability to build relationships with players, the leadership, the identity, the culture, all of the things that come that we all know that he's done. Was part of what they wanted because they know that the biggest challenge in having success with an organization is getting the quarterback and getting the coach. And you could look at this as, well, they may have all the pieces now if you keep both intact. But they obviously moved in a different direction, and something happened between Thanksgiving and Tuesday. There was a major shift in feelings. You don't go from saying, this is a guy we see to be part of our organization for a very long time. We are not trading him. We are not firing him, to then being fired.
Yeah. So what do you have a sense for what caused that flip, Diana?
Yeah, I do. I think the idea of what they want, the identity of what they want this team to be, is not in line with what Mike Vrabel is. I think there was, the second Rand Carthon was hired and they had to marry them, I think they were smart enough to realize that that's hard. This is going to be a challenge, but they wanted to give Vrabel an opportunity to see if he can make it work, if he could fit under the vision of what they see in Ran, of what they see in terms of modernizing how they do things. And they gave him that opportunity, and they don't think that he was able to get that done. They don't believe that he was able to fit what they want to do. And in terms of the relationship between Carthon and Vrabel, I never got a sense they didn't like one another, ever. I never understood that. I know it's just rumor. I know no one here on the show had been reporting that there was problems, but you know, there's just so much chatter. And I know some of it came from Boston, and I just thought that was all really odd. You know, I've had multiple conversations with both of them over the year, and I never got that sense. Look, I've seen it before where they can put on a friendly face, and then behind closed doors, they're not even talking, but I really didn't get that sense. Now, do I think that they would pick each other if they had a fresh start? There's no way. They come from completely different worlds. So I already think that they were put in a difficult spot to begin with when this arranged marriage happened, and knowing the type of GM that Mike Vrabel wanted and knowing the type of GM Rand Carthon is. As look, to his defense, he's just learning. It's the first time doing this. And just like any marriage, you're going to pull the plug after 1 year together. Like, I can tell you in my marriage, man, like that would have been, I would have really regret that. My two babies wouldn't be here because we had a rough time too. You know, like it's tough that first year. Give them a chance.
What sense does it make to say, all right, we're going to take our established coach who's won with bad rosters in the past, and he's got to fit the new GM that we brought in and some new structure that we're building, instead of us adapting to the best qualities of the coach who's had success?
Yeah, I think in their mind, it's kind of run its course that the Mike Vrabel way was good, not great. Ownership wants to win a Super Bowl. That is the goal. It's not to just be good. It's not just to win when you're not expected to. It's not to be the king of the underdogs. That's not what they want. This is about building something to go all the way. And they didn't believe that Mike Vrabel was the coach. As smart as he is, as good as he is, I think the reason why there was, over 24 hours before a final decision was made, I think this was a difficult decision for Amy. I even think she appeared to look a little unsettled by it all. You know, the future of the Tennessee Titans is her vision, and it's going to be Rand's. And you know, he has really good relationships around the league with different coaching staffs and or different coaches and people that I know that they have confidence that he's going to be able to find the right guy for what they want to do next.
All right, where's Vrabel end up, Diana?
Anywhere he wants.
Like the market is robust. Lot teams going to be fighting each other for him?
Look, sometimes what happens as soon as these things go down, there's like an instant reaction around the league. And yesterday was insane in terms of other teams going. Like, I know two teams that have a coach in place who were just having conversations internally. Should we move on? Should we fire the coach that we like right now to move on to bring Mike Vrabel in here? But I think a lot of that is reactionary and emotional to it. Like, oh my goodness, like we could have a top five head coach. Let's just see when the dust settles. Let's see once these parts get placed and because everything's moving really quickly right now. But I would not be surprised if the Chargers and the Raiders and the Commanders and the Falcons are all throwing their line in the water to see where Vrabel wants to go.
Well, Diana, you've been really kind with your time. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Of course, guys. Thanks for having me on. Great job on all of this. You guys are the best at what you do. I appreciate it.
Thanks you very Diana. Much. Diana Russini, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road from The Athletic. Got a lot to react to there. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Our phone number is 615-737-1025. Your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com is with us for the remainder of the show as well. And we'll get into all things Titans with him. Where do the Titans go from here in the aftermath of the firing of Mike Vrabel? More on the Rand Carthon, Amy Adams-Strunk dynamic, all that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.